Good morning. This is Howell Jackson, and I'd like to welcome you to Lecture 12 in our series on the regulation of financial institutions. Our topic in today's lecture will be the definition of insurance and then the interpretation of insurance contracts under United States law. This topic follows on our introductory lecture regarding the history of insurance regulation and some basic discussions about the business of insurance companies in the context of a hypothetical bicycle insurance contract in Cambridge, Massachusetts. We are turning now to the substance of insurance regulation, and that means turning to Chapter 7 of the casebook. And those of you who have read over the assignment will see that what we're going to discuss in today's session are the cases beginning on page 455 of the casebook, including sections 1 on the definition of insurance and sections 2 on the interpretation of insurance contract. Let me just say as a preface to today's discussion that at least as far as the definition of insurance materials are concerned, this is analogous to a discussion we had at the beginning of our depository institutions material. There, we looked at a case involving the Attorney General of the State of Texas, and the issue presented in that reading was whether or not a payments card developed by the University of Texas constituted the business of banking under Texas law. Here, we are looking at a number of comparable statutes in the insurance field where the question presented is whether or not a particular activity constitutes insurance under insurance regulatory statutes. The implications of these cases is that activity that is considered to be insurance under these statutes must be regulated under the insurance regulatory systems, and those activities which are not insurance within the meaning of these definitions are not subject to insurance regulation. The first case that presents these issues is on page 455, or begins on page 455, and it's the Duffy v. Western Auto Supply case. The Duffy case facts are relatively straightforward. Western Auto is a retail company specializing in the provision of tires and other automotive products to customers who purchase those tires for cash. Now, if that were all that was going on in this case, it would not be of particular interest to us in a course on financial regulation. But what makes the case interesting is a supplemental contract that the Western Auto Company offers its customers. That supplemental contract is an extended warranty, an extra warranty for the tires sold by Western Auto. And presumably, in exchange for this extra warranty, the customers are being called upon to pay additional compensation. Now, the question that's presented in this case, and it's posed by the Attorney General of the State of Ohio, who has brought an action of a writ quo warranto against the company, the question is whether or not it is authorized to offer these extra warranties. The quo warranto writ is used to challenge unlicensed business practices traditionally in the United States, and the claim is Western Auto is engaged in the unlicensed business of insurance. So what the case is trying to do is apply the Ohio insurance laws to this particular transaction. If you read through the decision, you'll see that there is a definition of insurance in the Ohio statute, and it basically is written into the text that's on the screen right now. Basically, any insurance engaged in the business of guaranteeing against liability, loss, or damage must be authorized to do so under the laws of the state, or else it will be subject to prosecution under this provision. So this is a provision that's precisely analogous to the Texas business of banking statute that the Attorney General of Texas was looking at in that prior decision I just mentioned. Now, matched against this definition, this fairly broad definition, is a concept of warranties. there is a recognized exception that the case acknowledges for warranties as being something that is not insurance. Traditionally, manufacturers have offered certain kinds of warranties of their product, that they have been manufactured in an appropriate manner, that they are suitable for the use for which they are intended. And while these warranties do offer protection against a contingency or a loss, specifically the loss that a customer would suffer if a product malfunctioned, the interesting thing about the Western Auto Supply warranty is that it goes beyond the manufacturing process. It protects the customer not only from problems in manufacturing, but also injuries or other problems that are, come to the tires out of other sources, in particular faulty brakes or faulty operation of other parts of the car, or poor road conditions, other extraneous hazards, with the exception of fire and theft. So the Western Auto Supply warranty goes beyond a traditional warranty and picks up these other kinds of activities. And the question that the court is being asked to consider is, by offering these additional protections, does Western Auto cross over the line and become engaged in the business of insurance? That's the question posed by this decision.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm